VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber detonated a bomb in a car Wednesday evening outside a British security company's compound in Kabul. That made way for a group of armed assailants to storm the facility and engage in fierce gun battles. The Afghan Interior Ministry confirmed the raid on the high-security facility and said at least 10 people were killed and rescue workers have moved more than a dozen injured people to the hospital. Russia says it still expects a meeting between President Vladimir Putin and President Trump to go ahead as planned, despite Russia's recent seizure of Ukrainian ships. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Russian border guards captured the three vessels and their crews, and officials say they'll try the seamen for violating the Russian border. Trump, in an interview with the Washington Post, suggested he may cancel the sit-down with Putin in Argentina following the seizure. "I don't like that aggression. I don't want that aggression at all," Trump said. But Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the forthcoming meeting is on and that Russia had not received any information to the contrary.
Russia's military, meanwhile, said it is adding more anti-aircraft missiles to its defense systems in the Russian-annexed Crimea Peninsula. And President Putin, on Wednesday, in a televised speech, said Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is responsible for the standoff with Ukrainian naval ships in the Black Sea. Mr. Putin said it was an attempt by Poroshenko to boost his re-election chances next year. Russia accused the 24 sailors who were manning the ships of illegally entering Russian waters and ignoring warnings from Russian border guards, charges Ukraine has denied. This is VOA News. A woman accused of being a secret agent for the Russian government appears to be coming closer to a plea deal with American prosecutors or some other resolution of her criminal case. Court documents filed Wednesday say 30-year-old gun rights activist Maria Butina's lawyers and federal prosecutors, quote, remain optimistic about a pretrial resolution of her case. The activist is accused of relaying intelligence on American officials and political organizations to a Russian government official. President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, is defending her use of a private email account when she was moving into her role in her father's administration. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Bagani reports from the White House.
The president's eldest daughter says she used the personal account while transitioning into an advisor's job here in the White House, and it cannot be compared to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Ivanka Trump tells ABC News her emails did not have classified information and they were archived, adding she did not delete any of them. The Washington Post reported this month she used the personal account to conduct official government business. Lawmakers say they're looking to make sure she complied with federal laws.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday that based on the intelligence he has seen, there's no direct evidence linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis briefed the full U.S. Senate about the killing. Mattis spoke to reporters afterwards.
"We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun."
More than 400 Ethiopian migrants stranded in Yemen will be airlifted home this week. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The first group of Ethiopian migrants were flown home Monday. By the time this voluntary humanitarian return operation, or VHR, ends on Thursday, the UN Migration Agency will have airlifted 418 migrants from Yemen to Ethiopia. More than a quarter of the passengers are minors. The agency's repatriation program was stalled shortly after Saudi Arabia began its bombing campaign against Houthi rebels in support of the government in March 2015.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.